This is Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, chosen for the job because my own name is a word game. Let me introduce you to our Ask Me Another puzzle guys, John Chinesky.
Hi, Ophira. Hey.
Hi.
Thank you.
And Will Hines.
Hello, Ophira.
You'll be hearing more from them later on in the show as they'll be helping us out with a few games. And, of course, the man, the band, the nerd icon, Jonathan Colton.
Hello. Nerd icon, I like that.
Yeah, you're a nerd
Very satisfying.
Icon.
Yeah.
Let's bring up first two contestants onto the stage. Here they come. They are coming right now. Let's welcome David Shore and Amber Smith. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Welcome to Ask Me Another. I hear that you're a big traveler.
I am.
Where have you gone recently?
Last place I went. Argentina was the last
place.
Oh,
nice.
Yes.
Now, if you fly a lot, are you the kind of person that's all about first class?
No.
No?
I fly standby.
What?
So I don't get the luxury of first class.
You fly standby exclusively?
All the time.
Really?
Yes.
That's kind of risky.
It is a it's a bit of a strategy involved. Yes, it is risky.
You're like a modern hobo.
I am.
Kind of amazing.
Just jump the train car and
yeah,
see where it takes
you.
David Shore, welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very into trivia.
Yes, I am.
How into trivia are you?
I actually run a trivia bi-monthly over here in this neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Oh, really? Nice. Okay.
Very popular. And
and so you thought you'd try your skills
try
on the
out.
Show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually try someone else's questions.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. It's called stealing is what you're doing. No. No, that's great. Okay, well, this is a music game that we were starting with called Who's That Girl? Who is that girl?
Who is that girl, Jonathan, indeed?
Who's the girl?
I'll tell you who it is. And rather than explain this game, I'm just going to play the song, and you can... You'll figure out what's going on pretty quickly, I think, all right? Andrew, you don't have to put on the red light. Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night.
Good job, David. You don't have to answer that.
We're not
just
even
the
playing.
Example.
That's just the example.
That's good.
I admire your...
Yes. But you already probably picked out what this game is about.
David, it's
about,
is on it.
Yeah, it's about... These are questions about male prostitutes, so... No, that song is Roxanne, of
That's
course,
right.
But you made it into Andrew.
Right, so what I'm going to be doing is playing some famous songs with women's names in the title, but I'm going to replace the women's name with a man's name. So, contestants, you will have to ring in and tell us what the original title of the song is.
And you can ring in when you know the answer, but let... Jonathan will continue playing... the end of the song, because he's very expensive, so we have to get all the singing and dancing out of him as we can. And then you'll answer after the song is finished. And then we are going to ask you a follow-up question, which either of you can ring in for, about whatever we feel like. So that's going to work out. And whichever one of you gets the most questions right, you'll move on to our final elimination round called Ask Me One More at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
Excellent.
Wake up, little Herman, wake up. The movie wasn't so hot. It didn't have much of a plot. You fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation shot. Wake up, little Herman.
I believe it's Susie.
Amber, yes. But the way he sings it, don't you want it to be Hermie? Like there's something adorable. It's great. All right. Olympic athlete Susie Chaffee became better known as Susie Chapstick when she appeared in television ads in the 70s for the popular lip balm. What sport did she compete in? David.
Skiing.
Skiing. Would you like to qualify what kind of skiing?
Downhill.
Is there any kind? You are correct.
Gary's got a gun. Gary's got a gun. His whole world's come undone. Staring straight at the sun.
Janie?
David?
Janie's got a gun?
Correct! A guy named Gary would never have a gun,
no,
would
Gary's
he?
Gary's too no. nice to shoot
He's
anybody.
So nice. One of the most famous Janes is novelist Jane Austen, who probably never carried a gun, but who knows? Which Jane Austen novel was the basis for the plot of the Alicia Silverstone movie Clueless? David.
Emma?
Emma is correct.
I've asked that question.
You've asked that question? Wow, who knew this would be the edge you would have?
It's finally paying off.
Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Oliver.
Audience can't help themselves. They have to sing.
Hard it not is... to sing that horn part. It's very hard.
I believe that was David. David.
It's Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline is correct. In 2007, Neil Diamond revealed that the picture of what famous American as a little girl was the inspiration for the Caroline of the song? David.
Caroline Kennedy.
Caroline Kennedy is once again correct. David, I like the fact that just before you hit the bell, you looked over at Amber thinking, how's she doing? You wanted to check in. You wanted to check in.
Doing great, an unfair advantage going on over here.
Amber, you've got loads of time. No, there is no advantage other than the fact that he runs a trivia night. But wait. This could be yours.
Hey there, Tobias. What's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but dude, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true, Tobias.
I like, but dude, you look so pretty.
Yeah, well.
Amber.
Delilah.
Delilah.
And I said, what about Breakfast at Doug's? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I said, oh, kind of liked it. And that was how we had Breakfast at Doug's.
I added it. I took some liberties with the lyrics.
Tiffany's.
Amber says Tiffany's, and that is correct. Breakfast at Doug's is like warm beer or something like that.
Yeah. It's a place you should not go to eat breakfast.
In the late 1980s, Tiffany Darwish became a successful pop singer known as Tiffany. Her biggest hit was a cover of a song originally performed by Tommy James and the Shondells. What was the name of the song? David.
I Think We're Alone Now.
I Think We're Alone Now is correct. David.
Allison.
Allison is correct. What actress named Allison played White House Press Secretary C.J. Craig on The West Wing? David.
Jenny.
Allison. Jenny is correct.
Little ditty about Jack and Jonathan. Two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jack's gonna be a football star. Jonathan debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Diane.
Diane, Jack and Diane. California Senator Dianne Feinstein was previously the mayor of what city, which in 2004 issued about 4,000 same-sex marriage licenses? Audience says, yeah. Contestants say, I don't know. David.
San Francisco.
San Francisco. All right, David, you scored more points, so you are going to be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
Thank you.
Another hand for Amber, fantastic contestant.